You cannot change the world unless individuals, first of all, rise to highest levels of consciousness. But this process itself is intertwined with the development of all. If I want to rise higher, basically my psychic spark and your psychic spark have come from the same origin. Therefore, your aim and my aim are not different. And whatever I want to do for myself has a result for you. Whatever you do has a result for me. We will benefit and profit from each other. And so the whole world. Everyone is benefited. Everybody is profited. So this is the idea of real cooperation. The real basis for cooperation is this: that without my development, your development will be incomplete, and vice versa.
That's why all that was created.
Pardon?
That's why Oracle was created.
Yes. Quite right. So that we are all together and work together in a real brotherhood, because we are truly brothers. We are all brother souls. And we are all working together. And the deeper we go, the deeper we know each ourselves, the greater is the power of harmony. All conflicts can cease in this light. We are all working together. And the whole process where mankind wants to change, for example, poverty to be alleviated. Why should there be poverty at all in the society? Why should there be suffering? We want to heal the suffering of the people. All this is a very noble ideal. And we should all work for it. Each one according to one's capacity. To work for all. To work for all is to work for oneself. Not ego. Not for my individual selfishness. But my true individual. There is a difference between the individual and the ego. Ego is a result of ignorance. We shall come to that when we do philosophically. Ego is a result of ignorance. But as we go into inward life and discover the psychic being, we discover the true individual. Now the realization of individual is different from the realization of a God. God is a cosmic being. I am an individual being. Now, how do I understand myself? When you understand yourself, what happens? Even gods don't have what you can have. There's a speciality of the individual. The individual, when he realizes himself, he who sees, that is, these are the verses in the Upanishad. He who sees all creatures in the self, and one self in all the creatures, and one who sees the self which has become all the creatures, there is no selfishness in it at all. It's impossible. The true individual is at once universal. There is no conflict between individual and the universal. When you discover the true individual, you really discover the whole universe in the right way. At present, the way in which you know universe is an egoistic way of knowing the universe. But when we know your true individual, you know the whole universe in the right way. You are rightly related. The right relationship of the individual with the universe is, it has two terms, mutuality and unity. Sense of mutuality. Everyone feels that he cannot remain without dependence on the other. This mutuality in which there is no element of egoism at all. Egoism comes when we think, oh, I am still independent of all others, to some extent even. That is egoism. But when you know that I am totally dependent upon all the others, this sense, even the omnipotent Lord Himself believes and knows that He has to depend upon all. Mother said that even the omnipotent Lord, if He is on this earth, He cannot accomplish His task without depending upon all the rest. Therefore, the Lord can never become a tyrant. The Lord knows His dependence upon all is so great, because He is all. So there is no conflict between the two. It is in the sense of true mutuality. The sense of mutuality is a very great sense to be understood. When I know, for example, that my own progress depends upon my talking to you, so if I don't talk to you, my own progress is arrested. So I am so thankful to you that you give me the chances to talk to you. If you don't give me the chance, my own progress will be arrested. So this is the sense of mutuality. As mother says, you look at the purity of the love of the mother and the child. The mother depends entirely upon the child. She has warmth of love. It can be poured only by the child. And the child depends completely upon the mother at every turn. It's a great example of mutuality. Now, this is the sense of mutuality which should exist among all of us. Then the real collectivity, all the attempts which men make by philanthropy, by going out and helping others, there is a lot of egoism in it. I am helping. As if without me the world will be finished. It is also egoism. It's a good egoism, of a higher kind of egoism. But it is egoism. But when you go deeper and deeper, you find a higher level of mutuality, where you really find, you breathe, how much we depend upon breath, upon air. Completely dependent upon air. This whole body has no existence if there is no air, if there is no respiration. When everybody feels this kind of sense of mutuality of all, what a tremendous humility comes. We need everything, even a blade of grass. How much I depend upon it? We depend upon all the spheres of the world, the whole universe, to sustain this little thing that I call myself. The whole universe is needed. And I am needed for this whole universe. If you take the full account of our being, of our life, this is the account which liberates us from all kind of narrow egoism. And then unity. Not only mutuality, but unity. In mutuality you depend upon each other. But then each other is not enough. There is also all. So mutuality of one on the other and the perception that all are one, the oneness of all. This is the real key to the world change. If you want to change the world, if you want to work for the world, this is the real key. And depending upon our present stage of development, we can work both upon ourselves and upon the world. Now in an imperfect manner, almost in a bifurcated manner, I have to retire into my room to develop myself. and then I come forward and give to the others. A time would come when the breathing is so universal that every moment you develop yourself and you are immediately contributing to the others. Others are contributing to you. Such a moment comes according to our height of development. When you reach that level, then you can say, now I am a true servant of the society. Till that time we are apprentices. We are learning how to serve the society. Right? Thank you.